And also what has happened in the world in terms of people taking capacity out and all of that. So we are constantly reviewing this plan now based on the original assumptions that we had. On the original assumptions, it, and I can tell you,
and then we must look at the minutes of the 24th of June.
Chair, before we do so,
I'm not sure I won't have an answer, but it could be a good way in terms of planning for the next quarter if from the Department of Rural Development and Land Reform. Yes, Department of Rural Development and Land Reform. We could also get a brief as to what happens other than those students being swallowed by the department. How many have been and when did this process start? If they have this contract with them, when did it start and when will it expire, and so that we know, and whether this is a sustainable program within the department, will they continue doing this? It helps with issues of unemployment. It will help them with issues of skills if we could only know whether this is sustainable. And the other one, Chair, on page 3 still, when the department considers tertiaries, can they also look at the issue of the FETs now? Now that we want to, you know, not everybody is trainable, but not everybody intellectually will be able to go to university. But some might be absorbed by the FETs for skills and the like. Yes, thanks, Chair.
Is that on the heading of the minutes at the top is written draft minutes? I hope that is going to be changed.
Yes.
So thank you very much.
Yes. Thank you. So now we move to the minutes of the 24th, and then the environmental affairs, written by the Agriculture, Forest and Fisheries. Page 1.
I'm actually just looking for a sentence that speaks to the arrival of the minister, because it's very important. I think there was an explanation on the arrival of the minister within a Jumat. I'm trying to look for a sentence that talks to this.
But what did
on page mean? 1, I'm looking at that on
page 1, I think it's the credentials, no?
Yes.
And then what did you want to put in? As to put to the arrival of the minister?
Yeah, I'm trying to look at any statement that talks to the arrival of the minister, because there was an explanation why he arrived late. I just thought that I'm not sure where it comes from, because I'm not sure whether it's on the next page. Huh?
It's on the next page.
Yeah, so you can put it here.
Page number 2.
Oh, okay. On 3. Page
2. Under 3, yeah.
Under 3. So let's move to page 2. Palestine. On page 2. Okay, on page 4. Is there any more? Honorable TPA, any second? Honorable 4. We're moving to the minutes.
Another conference.
Oh, okay.
Chairperson, I am only making suggestions for our program next term.
Yes.
And I think the program allows for oversight.
Yes.
Now on page 2-3, Chair, the first part, the first bullet there. Yes. I'm not sure whether your committee secretary was part of the Eastern Cape taking Parliament to people. We had challenges in that district. Issues of water, there are dams, but water can't reach people. And I'm suggesting that, Chair, as part of our oversight in the committee, we need to go back and visit the Christiani district. We've been there. It would be our follow-up from last year's program of taking Parliament to people.
Written by the Environmental Affairs page with Water Affairs, page 1. Page 2. I find Honorable De Beers.
Yes, thank you.
Page 3.
I'm fine, ma'am.
Page 4. Yes, sir.
Yeah, even if I was not there, Chair, I'm just trying to check. Page 4.
Yes.
This section that deals with the presentation. I've got a feeling that it is very economic information. No, this section with starting with overview of the department, overview of sectors. This section is very controversial. It could not have been expanded to actually cover what transpired because it doesn't really indicate anything, but it doesn't really tell us what happened. It is economic with information. Thanks.
Okay, it appears on page 5. Now I'm in it.
Finding our responses and responses are only to specific issues.
Can you
But maybe just to explain myself, what I'm saying is that we have just kept up the heading on the presentation, but the content is not clear. And then it does not really assist us. We have actually withheld information. And the responses of the department only talks to what has been raised by members, but not all the content that was actually presented in the presentation. And that we're not saying that you must reproduce the presentation, but I mean there are real facts in there that talks to what we accept as content. Thank you.
Okay, honorable. So let's move to page 5. Honorable West, are you fine? Page 5.
Fine.
Page 6. Honorable Julian.
Order.
Okay. Page 7. Any more questions?
Page 7, Chair, this little argument at the end. Looks like there's an argument there. Is this exactly the correct version? Raise concern that budget vote allocation document. I think that somebody was not going to debate or whatever. That argument, is it correct? Is it captured?
Sorry, Chair. Just to come back to that, there was a thing that it looked as though at that particular stage we'd be doing about 4 or 5 debates in one session, and I said it's impossible, you know, to do that a lot. I can't do it. But then it transpired that they clustered a lot of them, so it wasn't so bad, and they spread over like this afternoon, so that's
that
fell away.
So you got cleared?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Is there any mover? Now we must check the adoption of the committee budget report. Yes, Honourable Levin.
Thanks, President. I believe deliberately just to be called here, Honourable Chairperson. What happened to an alternate in terms of submission of apologies when one is held up in other engagements? Do I have to make a formal apology, or do I just say I'm busy and then I just don't attend? Just to be schooled here, I'm not opening a debate. I will take what I'm told.
Then a formal apology, so you are in an alternate, so you are not supposed to send anything because you are not the full-time member here. The member was supposed to give us an apology. It's Honorable Black. Yeah. So it means now it's Honorable TJ, but it's Honorable Black here who was supposed to give us a
I just want to raise one thing, Chair, that if Honorable Black is not attending or has apologized and the administration contacts the alternate and the alternate has a problem of attending, then must submit an apology. If he's called upon to come in because the main member is not attending, because then we'll be now standing in the full-time member. But if he has got a problem of attending as well, then that apology is required.
Honorable members, I think we have shifted to our meeting now. Let's finish the meeting first, because we have shifted to our agenda now. Honorable members, and please set us out of the agenda. So let's finish the agenda first. Thank you. Let's go to the to the report of the 7th, both of them, the 7th of July. So we must first start with the budget 34. 34. Because other budget is 25. Let's start with the budget 34. Check if the report is page 1. This is the report. You don't have it in London, but no, we have in your own document. The committee report. Report on select committee and then assess on budget 34. Okay, you can get other copies if you don't have any. Page 1. Oh, yeah, on page 1. Okay, we're rushing for the time. I know we're going for the delay. Page 2. We must not delay the progress. Page 2.
In order.
Page 3. This is the last one. Who's the mover?
All move, madam.
Honorable CPA. Thank you. Budget vote 25. Only 2 pages. Page 1. Mova, page 1.
Yes,
honorable machine.
I'm still having a little bit of a battle in my mind whether this report don't need to show the table of the budget allocation to the program within this particular vote. I'm just trying to check that whether it's not necessary.
No. Page 2. On the same document.
At the register, it's a free doing. I know the amount.
I want the mover. In page.
What is it?
Thank you, Honorable Father. The second one. Honorable Master. Well, yes, I know it.
I was there.
No, mine is a question, Chair.
Yes.
Or more than a question, Chair. I want to put a suggestion that I think there's good work done. So I want to suggest that the committee report be attached with the minutes.
Yes.
So that we don't buy it by legal.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It, like your vote numbers. You see, as we got sets of minutes, then it would be good, like, your issue of water, this report here on water is coupled with that, with those minutes, yeah, so that you understand, even if you are not there. It assists a little.
Thank you, Honorable Secretary. Let's go to number 10, discussion and consideration of the second term program. Here's our document in front of us, that is the that is a draft program that we have thought that we can consider in the second term. I don't know, I must check if the members have got the same feeling or if there's anyone who wants to add. Yeah, I see that opportunity to do that. If you can look at it as it is, as it is. There's no stuff. Okay. There's no stuff. I thought that you're going to be let me start to, because there's no trust, let me start to the agriculture and land issues. Honorable members, I don't know which lines can we consider on those lines, but I think, I don't know if we can consider the land and rural areas for the oversight and for the the department to come and brief us again from farm eviction, securing land and agriculture and human settlement, the process of rezoning. So I don't know how is it if we can check, if we can look on those lines when we are doing the program of the second term. I must. I wanted the input from the from members. Another word I'm just putting. I thought that we have got the draft, but we didn't. We don't have it. But I'm just thinking about those things. Yes, honourable.
Chairperson, on the concerns raised by the committee regarding what you just said, the department will have to respond at a certain date. At the legislature, we gave them 30 days. Within 30 days, to come up with a response. But we also called them in to come and explain the response they gave to us. And then there can be follow-ups. And during the oversight period, we went out with this document with us to do our oversight. I'm just giving, I'm thinking aloud now.
No, I'm sorry, I'm in line in what I put the job. Sorry about the rural. The department to come and brief us and also to give us the answers.
Yes.
Okay. So there's also...
In addition, Chair, I think to me water is also a very important issue. We can also call upon them to come and give us a report of their strategic plan regarding water. Because I see there's a line there that where they say it is envisaged that more dams are going to be built in the future, and I think that touches water. And we are from the Northern Cape, one of the driest region of this country, and we would like to hear whether in their threat plan the Northern Cape is considered, you know, like what we have been saying in the committees. We're saying that we feel that there's a need for dams to be built in the Northern Cape. So I think we add water as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, another
question.
Want to say something?
No, I'm passionate about the role that the water board plays when it comes to water. And one understands that there are challenges with water board, especially their funding models. And one is the really require an opportunity of actually being reported on how they are functioning and possibly this is some of the water boards. Because the water boards are feeding a very crucial area, you know, it's to actually cushion municipalities when it comes to bulk water services. Given the situation of lack of technical staff at municipalities that they can't handle their own bulk water services, then the water board needs to be functional and sustainable to ensure continuous access to water.
Thank you. Honorable, do you want to say something?
Okay.
Honorable,
I want to support what Honorable Mashele has said, and I want to further propose, Chair, if you have not, to consider having a management committee for your committee. If you don't have one, you have it already.
Yes.
I would have proposed then, Chair, if there's one, that management committee sits down, looks at next term's program. They should make proposals so that immediately we come back next term. We will look at that program and we adopt, and that will guide us for that term, meaning August to November.
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Another question?
Yeah, and Chair, is that these presentations that we have already received from the relevant sections of our clusters, probably they have also indicated on issues that we need to follow up on them.
Mm.
And then if the management committee can pick up on these, on things that need to be followed up.
Okay.
Honorable
Mashele,
Chair,
another question, do you want to say something about the program?
Thank you, President. No, I was just carefully listening, but I think what the chief is saying is actually in order. If perhaps in our next meeting could be given something like a draft, so then that we'll be able to input.
Yes. No, we heard that we at least must have a feeling from the members, and then we can put a session that As the committee, the management is going to sit, at least it will sit having a know-how, how is the feeling of the members. There's also a, which is to be indicated about the oversight into the certain provinces. I think the also the member, I will give the members to give us at least the outline where they think that we can go for the oversight for those issues for the land, for Chief said that at least in the East and in the Eastern Cape, we can go to the Eastern Cape for to check about the water and everything. So at least I want also the members to give us at least an idea. Honorable Khos.
Yeah, thank you, Chair. I think the Northern Cape, it really calls upon us to check certain things that are happening in the Northern Cape. For instance, in my input in the committee, I spoke of a dam that is quite substantial in size, and next to it, there is this big irrigation scheme, which really does not help our poor people. I would like, in my view, I would like to see the committee going there to see that irrigation scheme and see the extent of the scheme as it is. And next to it, see this dam that I'm talking about and where is it built. Because this dam is built in a land at the site of the community, but it supplies water at the site of the commercial farmers. And this dam, you know what it makes you really sad about is that it's built on the land where people used to plow.
Mm.
And it starts, just as I said, you know, from the front stoop of the villagers' houses. And they don't even drink this water.
Mm.
They benefit nothing, absolutely nothing from this water. And then there's also another community just along that corridor, the Smith Drift community. The community is staying on the banks of the Vaal River. But the water just rolls past the community. They don't use this water to drink or even to irrigate. They use water to drink depending on the boreholes, where sometimes when the wind is not blowing, the water becomes very scarce. Not only for the human consumption, but even for the animals as well. Now, these are the things that really I would like the community to bring them closer to it, so that when we talk, we should all be talking from our visual experience, seeing what is happening there. This is not only the places, but just for progress sake, I'll stop them, Chair.
Okay, thank you, Honourable
Thanks, Honourable Chairperson.
I'm left only with 20 minutes.
My suggestion, Honourable Chairperson, would be our approach would be three-pronged. One would be that of making follow-ups like what raised by the Honourable Chief Whip, follow-up on Christian on the visit there. The second one would be looking at the already made pronouncement, I'm thinking, for instance, of Giani, taking into cognizance that we are talking practically a new phenomenon when we are talking rural development in this context. If we could go there, see, so that we are able to advise. And then the third one would be where we go to an area wherein it has not necessarily been mentioned and not necessarily been visited, but we go there so that when we come back, we say at least something has to happen. Now, I'm not sure then if Northern Cape would be part of that. I just wanted to raise that.
Thank you, Honorable. Thank you, I think when we are going to do this draft, then at least those areas will be looked at. So there's also some, I think if we can go also to Gauteng for the eviction, and there's also this budget irrigation. So I think we must look at those provinces so that we have got a lot of budget eradication, at least we must visit those provinces. I think when we are at that committee, we'll look at that. Honorable Justice.
I was looking for my neighbor next door, if he's going to respond on the
deal on
that.
If
yes, it is. Yeah. Separate in mind is that I think the legacy report is assisting us in terms of those outstanding chapters which need to be closed. Which is going to be closed. Because I read through it and I said, and I also read it, the budget system is also appearing in two or three provinces, which is still outstanding in terms of target of 2014. And adding on that person, I also think there is a town called St. William, where a sewage dam is built next to a shack, next to shacks and informal settlements. And the effect which that has on the health on that community, it's extremely bad. The other one, Chairperson, it's a place called on the border of the Northern Cape and the Western Cape, a place called Rietpoort Butterfontein. The bulk water infrastructure there is so bad, people must stand up in the morning at 4 to get water at 9. And at 3 in the afternoon, there's no more water. And that is because of, I think, the infrastructure is not, don't have the capacity of supplying, of delivering water for those communities there. And it's extreme. It's a long, it has its own history in terms of the infrastructure. It always says there's no money for the bulk infrastructure to provide some water for them. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable. That's why I said that we need to call the department again to go for the oversight to check if these things have been happening in the areas of the rural, or also there's also some problems also in the urban areas for the sake of water. Chief,
Chair, I want us to move, because we write, of course, the raising issues we want the management committee to consider in the draft program for next term. I had thought that Honorable De Beer from the Western Cape would have raised issues of fishing in the West Coast and, of course, the Southern Cape community, which is a major area for us in the Western Cape. Because that subsistence for rural people. So I still maintain, let the management go to that committee, and if we have any issues we want to raise, let's have an open line between the secretary of the committee and ourselves, so that we can throw in as many. We will not be able to take a month doing oversight work, but if we plan such that every term or at least once a quarter we consider oversight.
Yes.
We want to make sure that there's more oversight time than legislation. Of course, because of the realignment, there's going to be legislation. But if we could consider in that draft program how we're going to do it, it's going to help us.
No, yeah, I'm covered. Mine was just simply to request the check, especially on the budget eradication, because I think that is sanitation. And just double check, because whether then that mandate has not been shifted to human settlement. I think we can just check whether it is still within our mandate. Essentially.
I'm covered.
Thank you.
And I also think that we are going to look also in our international study, because not now, but we must also look at that, about to check whether which countries we can go for our study tour, at least also the management committee, which we can check where we can go for the study tour to check maybe the food security, water. Yes, and also there are some countries that have got also forests, at least if you can check. Honorable Prof.
Yeah, Chair. I think our international tour must be based on what we are trying to do here in the country. Our priority number one is eradication of poverty, job creation, is to develop agriculture, is land reform and all this. But if there is any outstanding country which had such problems and where they have probably developed more than what we have now, I think that country will be the country of priority for our international tour, because it will help us, especially the committee. It will help us when we come back to say we have been in this country. This is what we have seen. This is what we have realized. What the government can do in order to, you know, to help the people to move away out of the poverty bracket. I think that should be our focus.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we're not going to discuss that.
Okay.
The management committee will agree on that. Honorable members, I've just given you that for information, that the insight from the Institute of Waste Management of South Africa, from the Eastern Cape, the conference will be in Eastern Cape. I think it's for individuals, because somebody, I don't know, because it's a reason that the person is at institute. That's why I said that is for someone who's got an interest, because there's a money involved in that. Honorable Master.
Yeah, sir. I think this document, I think it was printed by myself and made available to you, because I actually realized that it deals with part of our our mandate. And if from the committee, then there is any interest of the committee attending, and then it should be done. So the unfortunate thing is that one does not screen the program so that one will be seeing exactly what's going to happen. But it's all about how waste management is dealt with. And there are figures that are going to speak on this particular matter, and also reports from, I think, Nelson Mandela, and all that, how they are handling waste management. And then, so if you have that made it available, it has been sent to me by virtue of my other involvement in this particular institution. But I actually just made it available for the community, because if the committee decides to send anybody there, but it is fine, but it's not mandatory.
Honourable Masheth, thank you for the information. But I think it's just because of the budget. At least we don't know how is our allocation, and I think we must sit down as the management to sit first to check how much we have, because there are so many oversights, you know. So I think that's why I said if maybe someone who's got an interest. But we are going to sit as the management to check, because I just received this document. You know, I don't know the initiatives of this document. Thank you. Honourable members, I think we are through our agenda. Is there anything? Okay, if the committee just want to raise something here. Yes, Akka.
Thank you, members. In addition to the program which we discussed today with input from members to the program, I also made available a document which I put on each one's desk with regards to announcement tabling and committee reports. Certain papers have been referred to the committee for consideration and report, and some of them have been referred for consideration. The document for consideration and report has to be dealt with by the committee because we have to report on it. The other documents that have been referred for consideration, the committee can prioritize whether the committee wants to deal with them now or at a later date. But the document referred to the Select Committee for Consideration report and financial statements of the Commission on the Restitution of Land Rights for 08-09, that has to be tabled in our program because it is referred to consideration and report. The others from the Department of Agriculture, Water Affairs, those have been referred. Environmental Affairs, Tourism, National Park, those have been referred for consideration. So the committee can interact with the chairperson, will they instruct me whether or not they want to deal with it now or at a later stage. But the one for the restitution of land rights we have to deal with, it has been referred for consideration and report. So when the management committee sits to deal with the second term program, the reason I'm mentioning is because we have to factor that into our program. We have to deal with it. Thank you.
Thank you, Asha. I don't think we need to what Asha said. I think this is the last one, the discussion about the strategic workshop. We have started that as a committee, we must go for a workshop, as a strategic workshop. But now we've noticed that the NCOP is going to have a workshop for the all members of the NCOP. I think if the committee, as a committee, we must combine that, at least if we've got some certain issues, we are going to may have it to create a space for us maybe to discuss those issues that we need to be workshopped on.
Agreed.
Thank you.
Agreed. Unanimous. Yep.
Because
there's no time. I'm telling you, there's no time.
This particular report and financial statement, the document that is available for distribution, the sooner we get it, the better.
This was the ATC for Friday. I just thought I'd bring it to the committee and put it on the table. The documents will be sourced from stores. I will, by the end of this week, I will get the documents and send it to all members of the committee. And then we will make arrangements with the relevant department to come and brief us on the documents. Thank you.
Thank you. I think now let's just, we are through with our agenda. And let me thank the committee for the time that they have spent at this fruitful meeting. I'm also again said that thank you for the chief to come and attend our committee. The input that she gave us at least are very fruitful. So that's why you said that if she has got a space, she must come to us and sit because we're so she knows and she guides us. So thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm a member of the committee. No, but I'm a member of the committee.
So
I must attend those committee meetings as well.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
You mentioned the restructuring of the select committee appointment. So we can proceed with the members
For now, yes.
Okay.
We can only do that in that workshop. Those are some of the proposals I'm
All right. Because this committee meeting and our committee meeting, one class, we worked out the time frame.
One class.
Yes. I sat with the committee secretaries as well.
We'll look at that.
Because that was a major problem.
Yes.
That was a major problem.
No, no, I've been called this week. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, from the